me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Spike was a porcupine. He had lots of friends. Danny the dog, Yonina the bird, Pippi the penguin, Boish the skunk, who was also a barber. He was good at giving haircuts, Boish. Spike and his buddies liked to play together, but Spike sometimes wasn't able to play with his friends because, for example, one day they said, let's play punch ball. And when Spike went to punch the little ball before running to first base, pop! The whole ball exploded. Or sometimes when they wanted to play jump rope together, Spike would try to hold the jump rope and his quills, when holding it, would end up making holes in the jump rope. Spike was getting annoyed at his quills, and when he would come home from school, he would say, Mom, Dad, I wish I didn't have quills. They just get in the way and they're so annoying. And today in school, when my friend Moshe was feeling sad, I tried to go over and give him a little hug, and he said, ouch, ouch.
Ouch.
And instead of being able to give him a hug, I hurt him. I wish I didn't have these quills. Spike's mom and dad said, Spike, we can understand that you're feeling a little upset about those quills, but there's a reason why you have them. Let's try to work on it and figure it out. There's a reason why Hashem created you with quills. Spike wasn't convinced. They were just getting in the way. How can I get rid of my quills? How can I get rid of my quills? Spike was thinking about this thought all day at recess on the way home from school. It was just taking over his whole head. How can I get rid of my quills? Yonina the bird was hosting a special Hanukkah party and sent out invitations to all the animals in the class. And when Spike got his invitation and read that the next week on Sunday night at 7 p.m., there was going to be a class party, Spike decided, that's it. I am getting a buzz cut. The barber, Boish, will help. I need these quills removed. I can't go to the party with them. No one's going to want to stand next to me because I might hurt them. Nobody's going to want to eat with me because I might poke them. And when they have the dancing game, nobody's going to even want to dance next to me because of all my quills. I'm getting a buzz cut. Mom, Dad, please, could I go to the barber? Please. Well, Spike, we do not think it's a good idea for you to remove your quills. There's a reason why you have them. Please. It really seems, Spike, like you're determined to see what life would be like without quills. We don't recommend it, but if you really want to, maybe you'll even miss them afterwards and then appreciate why you had them. Go ahead. You have our permission. And so Spike walked to the barber shop and he asked his friend Boish the barber to please cut off all of his quills. I'd like a buzz cut, please. I have a party coming up in a week, and I'd like to be able to just not be the old me. I want to be like everybody else. And so, Boish the barber got right to work. Buzz, buzz. Very smooth, Spike said. I haven't ever felt this smooth in my entire life. This is awesome. And I can hardly wait to go to Yonina's party. I'm going to be able to play with everybody. I'm going to be able to eat more easily and dance more easily and play the different games more easily. This is going to be great. It's the new me, Smooth Spike. Here I come. A few days later, when Spike was getting ready to go to the party, Spike couldn't help looking in the mirror again and again and again. You know the way sometimes you look in the mirror a little bit too much when you're feeling really, really handsome or really, really pretty? Well, Spike had that look. I'm feeling so good, looking like everybody else. He walked around the room, took some food, and the friends were chatting together when suddenly the music came on and the friends said, "It's time to dance!" Pippi the penguin was dancing, jumping up and down. Danny the dog, Yonina the bird was flying around. And suddenly, a new animal entered the party.
Uh-oh.
It was Foxy the fox, who was very sly and didn't usually hang out with this group. Foxy walks right over to Spike and says, "Hey, Spike, you're looking very smooth tonight. Would you like to dance?" And Spike said, "That would be lovely." Spike's thinking, "I'm so excited. People want to dance with me because I don't have all those quills anymore. I'm not going to hurt them." Foxy picks up Spike and says, "Spike, and now for our very first dance move of the evening." He moves Spike close to his mouth and says, "Gulp," and opens his mouth and is holding Spike on his tongue between his cheeks with his mouth closed. Spike is thinking, "Help, help, help. I can't believe this happened. I can't believe I got that buzz cut. I need to protect myself." Spike was feeling around very, very quickly and felt one area where one of his quills started growing back. Spike rolled to the right and heard Foxy say, "Ouch, that hurt." And he rolls to the left, rolls up, rolls down, and is trying to make Foxy as uncomfortable as possible until finally Foxy opens up his mouth, boing, and out comes Spike. Oh, Spike was so sweaty. Spike was really so hot and stressed. He looked at Fox in the eye and said, "Don't try that trick on me ever again. I have my quills to protect me." Spike stayed for the rest of the party and enjoyed playing and dancing and singing and eating with his other friends. When he came home that night, he said to his parents, "Mom and Dad, tonight I learned a really important lesson. We have to be so proud and grateful for who we are and what we are, and not forget who we are and try to be like anybody else." In this week's Parsha, Yosef is down in Mitzrayim, and many of the people that were in Mitzrayim didn't behave in the way that Yosef was raised by his parents with proper morals and values. But Yosef always imagined his parents in front of him. How would they tell me to behave? And he didn't forget himself and didn't act in any way that he shouldn't act when he was in Mitzrayim. On Hanukkah, the Syrian Greeks, who were trying to tell us to not act like Jews, to not learn Torah, to not have a Brit Milah, to not keep Shabbat or Rosh Chodesh, they wanted us to start acting like everybody else, not to be proud of our identity. And the story of Hanukkah reminds us, and Yosef HaTzadik in Mitzrayim remind us, be proud of who you are. Hold on strong to your identity. Don't try to get rid of those quills. Be proud of them. And that is a lesson that we can learn from this week's Parsha and from Hanukkah and bring into our lives. And may our efforts to do so serve as a zuchut for our beloved chayalim and brothers and sisters in Israel. Shabbat Shalom.